This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, we're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you tonight. We started the show out with a story regarding a charter school in Atlanta, called the Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School, where they have a morning gathering of the entire school, apparently, including parents and students and teachers and such. And that was where they had been doing the Pledge of Allegiance for however many years. And they've decided that, or earlier, I guess this week, they decided they wanted to, a couple weeks ago now at this point, they decided they wanted to get rid of the Pledge of Allegiance from that morning session and move it to a different part of the day as an option for students to participate in. And they claimed it was because they noticed people were not participating in the Pledge of Allegiance more often these days than in the past. You know, people opting out, for instance, in the past didn't happen as often. And so they wanted to actually respect that, which was a surprise to me that a government school would even, or government-funded school in this case, would make a move like that. But then they went and they made matters worse by proposing another pledge to replace the Pledge of Allegiance, which would be a so-called school pledge based on, quote, student civic responsibility to their school family, community, country, and our global community. And so that led to a conversation about the Pledge of Allegiance and its history, where it was created by a socialist in the United States, flag salesman Francis Bellamy, led to a larger conversation about nationalism and how damaging nationalism is, but yet people called in to talk about how great nationalism is and that we need nationalism to keep the country together because, well, we need the military to keep the country together by bombing people,
well,
or something.
Ian, I thought about during the break, here's something that I think people might be trying to say, is that that humans are group primates, mm-hmm. and we like groups. And if we downplay our group, then you're naturally upplaying other groups. That's what people think. I would say that instead what the hosts of Free Talk Live, what we value here is virtues. We value things like honesty, truth, peace, personal responsibility. Mm. These ideas, truth, justice, the American way, and all these other ideas. Now, I think the American way is kind of this this overlay intended to incite nationalism and these sorts of things, because there is no American way. I don't even know what that means. But I'd love you to call in at 855-450-3733 and tell me what the American way is.
Well, shouldn't it have been the freedom to make your own way in life, the freedom to choose what you want to do and, you know,
life,
create a business?
Liberty,
whatever.
And the pursuit of happiness, or the pursuit of property was on the first draft. And ultimately, property and happiness tend to be along the... If you can get happiness without property, by all means, please do that. It's really great, and that's the best spiritual path I think you can take. But for me, it's the virtues. And if my friendship with you, Ian, was based, like, if you said something that is not true, I am happy to tell you the truth right to your face, because I value truth over our friendship. I value truth over pretty much every human relationship that I have. Mm. So if I get on the radio and I tell you something you don't want to hear, it's only because I believe it. It's not because I'm trying to stir up or incite anything. I'm a bonehead or whatever that caller said.
my last hour.
It's really because that's what I believe. And I have believed other things. I can believe other things. If you'd like to call in and educate me, yeah, I'll look at it, and maybe I'll come to another conclusion. Maybe I'll come to a conclusion quickly, but it's unlikely. People just don't do that. But I've changed my mind.
Sure.
And I changed it right on the air, and I did it.
We've all changed our minds. Yeah. I mean, at some point, I used to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and then I stopped. because
well, you did that in like school.
I stopped because I didn't like the. I think at a fundamental level, I knew there was something wrong with it.
No, I think you're an anti-authoritarian.
And so pledging allegiance to authority is wrong to me. I mean, the idea of authority is wrong. The idea that men and women could somehow gain authority over you. They were born just the same as you, right? Pushed out of their mother's womb and crying and peeing and, you know, all the terrible things when, you know, you have a baby. They did all that, too. They're the same as you and I, but
well,
the idea
not,
that
though.
They have the...
Wait a second. Politicians aren't the same as you. There's science out there that shows that power corrupts mm-hmm. and that power attracts the corrupted.
That's
so
true.
If you take the population...
But they were born the same.
Wait a second. Yeah, I understand.
Saying.
We're all born, yeah. You know, out the same way that humans are born.
And but I don't respect their
second.
Authority.
If you take the population as it exists... And you say, okay, based on virtues, how virtuous is this population? So the vast population of the United States, and then you compare it to the population of politicians.
Mm-hmm.
What you should find, according to science, is a group of people under the politicians that are far less virtuous in the areas
no doubt.
Of
they're
honesty
scum.
And, you know,
they're scum.
Greed,
I'm telling you,
pretty
they
much
don't have
every
any
one
ability.
Of the deadly sense.
They have no inherent ability to tell people what to do. The fact that they do tell people what to do has nothing to do with the idea of authority, and it has everything to do with the fact that people believe in this system. They believe in authority because authority is just an idea. You don't have the right to stick a gun in my face and take my wallet from me. You don't have a right. And I don't think anybody listening would agree that you have a right to do something like that. That's clearly robbery. Well, you don't have a right to team up with three of your best friends and stick a gun in my face and take my wallet. And so, therefore, you don't have a right to team up with 51% of any given population and team up and elect a politician to hire police to steal from me or to threaten me or to do whatever. So the whole idea of authority is a complete mythology. And the idea that putting men and women...
Well, you have
over
authority
of,
over yourself. So you can, you have as much authority as you have over you. So if somebody mm-hmm. harms you in whatever way, you can hire somebody or employ somebody, like a police officer,
sure.
right, to make that right, to go bring that person to justice or whatever. That, you know, the role of protection services and, you know, crime investigation, these are things the marketplace wants.
Well, saying you have control over yourself is kind of different than using the idea of authority. I mean, authority is typically something that is wielded over another person. The belief in authority allows these men and women in government to tell people what to do, to force them into servitude, to force them into a military. And there's, it's just sick. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We go first to Marie. She's in Washington State, listening to KBKW in Aberdeen. Hello, Marie.
Hey, hi there.
Hey.
Taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're a little low. I'm going to ask my board op to try to turn up your levels, but go ahead, Marie.
Okay, hold on. I'll turn this up a little bit. Hold
All right,
on.
We got you now. We got you. Go right ahead.
Okay, you got me. All right.
Yep.
I left the question with your screener and regarding, I understand there's a law. I'm not sure if the word is law, but it helps, it protects society from themselves or others.
What
and
protects
it,
society?
Part of the clause or part of the law would be if you're harmed to yourself or other people, that they can take and, I don't know, they can do a number of different things by law.
Are you talking about, I'm not real clear which law you're talking about. Are you talking about the law that allows somebody to commit a person to, say, a 72-hour psychiatric watch? Is that what you're referring to? I'm not real clear.
Well, that would be, yeah, that's part of the, like, if you're harmed to yourself or someone else, that goes along with it. They can do that,
mm-hmm.
but it goes far beyond that. It kind of networks into an attorney. They can blow a whistle, if you want to call that, a daycare center, your doctor, EMTs. Like, it's a whole big
Are you saying you support
thing.
This law that allows strangers to put people into psychiatric facilities?
No, that's not what I meant.
Okay.
At all. I was... No, I... I'm trying to get more of an understanding of what this law is called.
So there's different names for it in different states. In Florida, it was called the Baker Act. Probably named after some politician or somebody named Baker would be my guess. Thank you, Marie. You'll have to look at your local state laws and figure out what it's called there. It's usually called involuntary commitment is generally the terminology. There's more coming up.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
It's healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using saveitpurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. Saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind here. Live Saturday edition continuing at, of course, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or jump in our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are available to you. Actually, they are wide open right now. While our phones are pretty busy, go to discord.lrn.fm. And I do want you to know about Anarchapulco 2019. Mark, you and I went to 2017, 2018. This year was a sold-out event. And I think you sent an email to me the other day saying they've already sold 1,000 of this coming year, 2019's 3,000 tickets that they're making available. So one-third of the way done, and there's still six more months to go until this event.
Yes. If you want to go to this event, I encourage you to go. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Please, get your tickets now.
Go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL, and mark your calendar for Acapulco, Mexico, February 14th through the 19th. Perfect excuse to get away, especially if you're in cold climates, to go down to beautiful Acapulco right there on the beach at a world-class resort. The lineup of speakers, of course, is going to be second to none. Ron Paul will be heading it up, along with Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose. I was just talking about how authority is a fake idea, and Larkin Rose wrote the book on that. It's called The Greatest Superstition. Highly recommend that. Anarchapulco.com, February 14th through the 19th. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, when you get your tickets. Code FTL will get you 15% off. We will be broadcasting from the event, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Acapulco in February. Again, Anarchapulco.com. That's Anarchapulco.com. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to John in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Now, this Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and all that good stuff, I believe that if you really analyze a little bit of what the Pledge of Allegiance is telling you, it's basically telling you, to me now, okay, that you're pledging allegiance to a representation of the United States of America and to the Republic. Now, the United States only has one function, and that's to protect and enforce the things written in the Constitution. Is that clear enough?
Sounds clear to me. Sure.
Purportedly. I mean, they obviously do a heck of a lot more than that.
Of course they do. You and I both know that, and it makes us unhappy. But you basically need to look at the difference between a United States citizen versus an American, which is usually claimed by birthright.
What is a citizen?
A citizen is someone who's permitted to join under a different set of rules. You do not have constitutional rules if you are a United States citizen.
Tell me more about that. What do you mean? You don't have constitutional rules if you're a United States citizen. What does that mean?
Well, basically, it starts off when you're young. Of course, you get the Social Security card, and they print your name in all capital letters. And if you've ever owned a corporation, you'll notice that corporation has all capital letters. But the long and the short of it is, when you become a young man, you'll get a driver's license. You will check at the top of the driver's license in whatever state you go to, reaffirming that you are a United States citizen, which makes you applicable to all federal, state, and city laws. So they can change the laws anytime they want. Like, here's a good for instance. If you were to be operating your motor vehicle, and they were to pull you over, and they were to suspect you were drinking, you would have to void your Fourth Amendment and your Fifth Amendment rights in the Constitution, mm-hmm. since you signed that document earlier to get the driver's license, permission if you they would force you to blow and give them evidence against yourself.
So I asked you because I wanted to see what your perspective was on this. We've certainly we're familiar over the years with various different callers and, you know, legal theories. So I want to know, John, have you rescinded your U.S. citizenship and rescinded, you know, your have you been able to get a driver's license or do you without signing that part of the document or like crossing it out? Or have you been driving without a driver's license like, you know, freedom to travel people do? I'm curious about what your implementation of these ideas has been.
All right, since I don't want to offend my weaker brother, which would be the police officer, they're just doing their job, okay? You'd have to have a little bit higher IQ to understand that the Constitution allows me as an American to travel freely, unencumbered, mm-hmm. throughout 50 states. Now, to offset the driver's license swearing at the beginning.
Yeah.
You simply, what you do, you take the document, you'll do it every 5 years, you mark out, I am a citizen of the United States of America. I mark out, I am a citizen, mark out the United States, and I initial where I've marked it at. So if push comes to shove, and I also send a letter to the state and the federal government that my time is worth, and I put an amount on it. You may think it's ridiculous, but $777 per hour, billed in quarter-hour increments. And then also the stipulation at the end of my statement was the interest, which is outrageous. People say,
Mark, did you have a question?
Yeah, so when I do all this stuff, what laws do I get to get opted out of? I mean, exactly which laws will the police officers and politicians not have, not enforce upon me?
Oh, they're going to try to enforce all of them upon you.
Then why the hell would I do this?
Well, because when they do, you haven't, you've warned them already. You have an hourly rate plus attorney's fees.
Do they pay it?
Pardon me?
Do they pay it? I've never heard anybody who's ever gotten this paid.
Well, I've had to actually fight it, and I discovered it many years ago through the cellular phone companies. I sent them, they sent a collection notice where I cut it off earlier, and I sent them a letter stating how much I made. And they continued to call me, and I said, well, I'm logging your time here. And then I sent them a bill for the time, which was far exceeded the bill they were trying to collect. And we negotiated it where they sent me a smaller portion of it and marked their collection, what they were trying to collect.
So you're saying you got money out of the cell phone company, but have you ever gotten money out of the government for wasting your time? Because I would love to be able to do that. And I've heard of these fee schedules before, but there's never, ever been any proof that they've ever worked for anything.
Right. And see, here's the thing. Once you get free, if you start making a big deal about it, then you become, let's say, focused on.
This is the old claim that, this freedom theory, this thing works, but you can't tell anybody about it because then bad things will happen.
Well, it's going to be really hard for me as a talk show host to not talk about it.
I know, and I'm on the radio talking because I started this like 15 years ago.
Yep.
And once you send your amount, see, the reason they mess with you is because you're free. In other words, it costs them nothing to harass you and harangue you.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you have a contractor that is your slave. You can call them anytime to come over and work them to death and to add more things to their contract, and they don't have an hourly rate or anything. They're just your slave.
So, John, I would love to hear more of your stories. I find the freedom to travel very interesting. Whether you call yourself a sovereign citizen or not, that's another question, but I don't have time for it tonight. But call us another night and tell us more about, whether or not you've been able to drive around successfully with no driver's license, because I love the guys that do this stuff. They're just so hard to find. They're hard to, actually get the information out of about what works and what doesn't or what has worked for them, because it may not always work.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's GUSSET.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Lane has been downgraded.
the tropical storm warnings for Hawaii have now been lifted. CNN's Natasha Chen is there.
Some Hawaii residents are breathing a sigh of relief, but even as Tropical Storm Lane moves away from Hawaii, the slow-moving storm continues to dump rain on parts of the islands, making it the second wettest tropical system on record to hit Hawaii. In Kona, Hawaii, I'm Natasha Chen.
Support team member Carl Lee says FEMA remains on hand to help where needed.
We have swift water teams, boat teams that will be going into the area to assist with evacuations if necessary and responding to individuals that are on the different locations.
Chris Leonard's with KPUA Radio in Hilo.
The fire department was pretty busy last night dealing with rescues. A number of cars have been completely submerged. We've had some roads that have washed out. We've had some bridges that have washed out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in lines that are available to you. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in there, and we'll get in there with you, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with me, Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue here, I do want you to know about the Tom Woods podcast. A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday, which means he's racked up about 1,200 episodes so far. His guests include folks like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Great topics, or terrible topics, depending on how your perspective, but interesting discussions about the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com, or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue here, we've been talking about authority and nationalism, and we actually had a caller in the last segment who sounded like he was one of these legal theorists who may have actually put some of these theoretical, you know, beliefs into action. We could have continued to interview him about that, but I want to make sure we have time to get everybody else on the line here and talk about whatever they want. But I am genuinely interested in hearing from people who have had actual experience putting these legal theories into action. Because from what I've seen, they generally don't work. And if they do work, then it's likely something that you can chalk up to complete happenstance, total chance that, you know, a judge threw your case out or something like that. Maybe they just didn't want to deal with you or whatever. And if that could work even somewhat inconsistently, I think that would be better than nothing. Right. So I'm not necessarily against these theories, but there needs to be some evidence. Somebody needs to put their feet on the ground, get out there and do some documenting of this stuff so they can, one, show people how to do it, and two, show that it could be duplicated. And that has yet to be shown in my book.
I've talked to several judges about this. Two judges that I can think of off the top of my head that I've talked to about this. And lots of attorneys about this. Because I presume that attorneys and judges are taught the same sort of stuff. And obviously, somebody who believes this stuff is going to say to dismiss these conversations as...
Well, right. Of course they're going to tell you it's not going to work.
Yeah, okay. As counterintelligence from the enemy or whatever.
Well, because the attorneys are ultimately sworn to obey the court system.
But
I mean, they're officers of the court.
Roundly, they say one of two things. Either, what? I have no idea what you're talking about. Or, which is the most common response. Or, B, yeah, that's just a bunch of nonsense. And they seem as, you know, their deliveries as good as one could expect looking at them. It looks like they're trying to give me their best advice that this is a bunch of hokum.
Well, I don't know, because our former co-host, Jay Noon, actually does drive without a driver's license and has for his entire life. He doesn't have a social security number. So, there are some people out there that really do live this lifestyle. In fact, I actually, just by chance, Mark, I had a video pulled up for the last few days
to drive without a driver's,
about this.
Wait a second. Driving without a driver's license is one thing. Being free is another thing. And
he already admitted that it doesn't make you free. He claimed if you're free, they'll target you.
Well, I would like to be able to drive, thanks very much. So I'd like to drive.
Well, Jay drives without a driver's license.
I'd like to drive without, you know, being harassed by the
that's impossible.
You know, the blue light gang out there.
Well, that's what they're out there for, is to harass you and collect revenue. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go to Ryan in Greenwood, Indiana, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You're on the air.
First off, I just want to say appreciate you guys being on and giving people a platform to be able to get on, speak their mind.
Thank you.
But I wanted to talk about, the Pledge of Allegiance and, kind of the meaning or, feelings behind that.
Okay.
So when I think about the words that are in the Pledge of Allegiance, obviously I believe in, freedom and, justice and, all of that. But at the same time, it's talking about, basically the Republic demanding that you pledge your allegiance, to them, which is kind of, I feel like, a contradiction.
Absolutely.
Of freedom and justice and, all of that.
And a republic.
So, yeah, I mean, exactly.
Allegiance is given to your liege, your king. And
exactly.
That kind of fidelity says that you will fight for him. This is what vassals did. They had their little serfs. Serfs were never asked for fidelity. Serfs were told, you will obey or you will die. That's
exactly
what it comes down to. And ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen, is that what you're told on a relatively regular basis? You will obey or you will die. Because
absolutely,
really when it comes to any law that's out there, the death penalty backs it up.
Yep.
Well, that sounds pretty extreme, Mark. What do you mean by that?
You don't pull over, they'll kill you. It's a speeding ticket, but they'll kill you.
They will.
But, guys, my real thing is that, kind of getting to the root of the problem, I feel like at least, is just division in general. It's obviously been around forever. It's what our nation was founded on.
You mean seceding from the king?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
you know, but I just feel like it's so ingrained into our lives and our history. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, I have an American flag hanging outside of my house, and, you know, I love my country and my countrymen, and, you know, obviously.
But do you love the government? Do you love the government?
No, I don't love the government.
Right.
The government, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I don't appreciate things that government does, but at the same time, you know.
What, like build the roads?
Well, I mean, obviously infrastructure is nice. I mean, we need
is
to
it
have
nice?
Those things. So.
Is it, are the roads really nice there in Greenwood?
Well, I got to be honest with you, they're not too great.
Okay, they're not great here either.
Right, the one thing the government has is roads, and they mess it up across the country. To defend the government based on roads is kind of a weak defense, considering they hire other companies to make the roads anyway.
And pay them
the government's just an organism, just a gang that collects money, skims some off the top,
a lot,
and then builds your road, and then doesn't maintain
a lot.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
And then acts like you owe them something.
Right.
Why don't you love us?
Ryan, anything else you want to share tonight?
Buddy, in all honesty, just going back to division, you know, I just feel like, you know, everybody talks about, you know, wanting freedom for everyone and equality for everyone. But
no, they
I just
don't.
Feel like,
no, know, they not, don't. Wait. People don't talk about that. People want freedom for themselves. They don't want freedom for everyone. They don't want freedom for their neighbors. They don't want freedom for the weird guy down the street. And what they don't understand, that's true, I'm the one topless here. What they don't understand is that when you don't allow others to be free, you will end up being controlled. It's just the nature of things. And as long as people, whether they be Americans or New Zealanders or whatever, as long as human beings have the desire to control their neighbor, we will never be free. Never.
Well, exactly. You know, and that's why, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, as much as I appreciate our flag, you know, everybody has a flag. The states have their flags. You know, all countries have their flags. And those are signs of division. You know, I mean, that's what they are. You know, so again.
And it's artificial division as well, by the way. I mean, again, it's all based on nationalism, which is this concept that just gives politicians power over other people. Great call, Ryan. Thank you for making it.
Yeah, I'm probably 4 hours from Montreal here. I'm supposed to love people in San Diego more than I love people in Montreal. Makes no sense.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
I don't love any of them. I don't know them.
Look, division is natural, okay? If. When groups grow, they end up splitting. That's just kind of the way humans are. But national borders are completely human-imposed from the top down. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Discord, where you can jump in our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you tonight as we continue with your calls, your thoughts about what you want. We go to Robert. He's in Nashville, Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, Robert. You mentioned you like people who can't hear me.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. You mentioned you like people who drive without a license, and I've been driving without one for a few years now.
Excellent. So you had one, but then you got rid of it?
No, I just, expired and got suspended, and I just don't. I can't stand in line. I can't do it. You know,
okay.
It's ridiculous. You go sit there and pay and obey for permission to drive. I'm 48 years old. I know how to drive. I don't need permission.
That does bring a really great point up, is that those people are like, oh, don't have a driver's license. We'll have crazy people who don't know how to drive on the road. I mean, wait a second. Do you think that this little plastic card in my pocket makes me a good driver?
Yeah, right. Doesn't. Your license expires and then you hit a tree, right?
Right.
Yeah, I always joke that they, you know, blindfolded monkey could pass the driver's test. I mean, it's so easy.
Well, I mean, teenagers, you know, they're passing it all the time, and they don't know how to drive.
People who are clearly demonstrably unqualified to drive get driver's licenses.
Right. How's it been going driving with no license?
Give me some stories or whatever you want to tell us.
Well, I get pulled over all the time. I never give them my driver's license. They ask me for it. They say, let me see your driver's license. And I say, well, I can't do that. And they usually go, well, why? And I say, well, it goes against my moral principles. If I obey you, it'd be like condoning violence against a peaceful person.
Indeed.
Can you explain that?
Well, I mean, if I obey right away, he says, give me your driver's license, it would be like giving him jurisdiction over me. It'd be like, letting him be my master. I can't escape.
What's he say to that?
Well, they're usually stunned for a minute, but then they get curious. They're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, it goes against my moral principles to obey. And it ends up in a conversation where I've gotten a couple cops to actually quit their jobs and one of them to take early retirement.
Really?
Well,
yeah,
I guess the problem with this is that when you get a cop to quit their job or take early retirement, you have gotten then the cops that could be converted to, you know, peace, freedom, and personal responsibility. You've just taken them off the police force. Thanks.
No. I quit doing that after about a year or so. If somebody had mentioned that, then someone else is just going to fill their shoes. So now what I do is I get them to just leave people alone. And they usually thank me for it and shake my hand. I never show
I want video. Yeah, I want video. I want
video.
To see.
You
really?
Yep.
Yeah. Send it to you don't have to send it anywhere. Are there links? Is it online? Is it on YouTube or something?
No, they're in my hard drives buried in my truck somewhere. But I'll
can you put it on YouTube? Because, I mean, this would be amazing footage to watch somebody just tell a cop, nope, I don't have a driver's license, and then they don't give you a ticket? Do they not arrest you?
Oh, no. I've had them picking it. I got a license plate on there that doesn't, it's expired registration. And instead of a 13, I used a magic marker and made it into an 18. Right? And a friend of mine, because I drove around with no tag at all. And my friend said, well, you're staying in hotels and you're traveling, you could get your car towed. Mm-hmm. So that's why I did that. And I've got two corners of the sticker peeled up, one by an Orange County sheriff and one by an Osceola County sheriff in Florida. But I stop them before they try to take it. I still have the sticker. They try to take it from me. And I say, hey, how would you like it if I wanted to...
Radio, I appreciate the call here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Sorry, we have a zero-tolerance policy for certain words. We just can't let him go on the air. As much as I would love to, he was obviously passionate about the subject that he was discussing. And
indeed.
I do hope that he puts those videos online because there's so much mythology surrounding this. There's so many rumors and there's so many claims and so little proof out there for these claims. I'm not doubting him, but I want to see the proof because I don't doubt Jay Noon. I mean, we know Jay. He sits here in the studio with us and he really doesn't have a driver's license and doesn't have a bank account and like doesn't have a social security number and he lives that lifestyle. But there needs to be more documentation of it for the people out there to know how difficult this lifestyle is. Because as he did point out, he was pulled over a lot by the police. So you do have to kind of know your stuff. You do have to have some confidence. You have to have some experience. Or, of course, you got to gain experience somehow by doing it. But it would help to gain that experience if you could learn from the mistakes of others and the experiences of others. So I hope that our caller there will put his videos online and then let us know once they're available so we can talk about them and we can check them out. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got John. He's in Richmond, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, John.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey,
I heard you earlier arguing that World War I and World War II were basically not Germany's fault, but they were pressed into World War I and World War II, I guess, because of sanctions maybe or something were put on them, and it allowed someone like Hitler to become a leader. So
I think he's referring to what you said, Mark, earlier about World War I and the U.S. involvement leading to the rise of the Nazis.
Sure. Let me restate it just for those that didn't get a chance to hear it, is that because of the United States' intervention in World War I, it tipped the tables. It was going to be a dead heat. It was going to come in. Everybody was losing. It was a terrible, a bloody slog. And essentially, at some point, they would have come to an armistice of some sort or another. United States intervention with a million fresh troops put on the ground by Black Jack Pershing, then tip the tables in the favor of the Allies, France and Britain, who then are very, very bitter at this point, and for probably reasonably good reasons. Then they, at the Treaty of Paris, they put Treaty of Versailles, they put these terrible sanctions on Germany's in awful debt. People are just above starvation. Their currency goes into ruin. All kinds of problems occur. And this is a hotbed for a fascist dictator to take over. Hitler did not get elected, but he did come in second place. And he was made chancellor. He then makes himself chancellor for life, essentially dictator. And, we pretty much know the history from there. And as a result, I say Woodrow Wilson, going against his campaign promises to keep the United States out of the European theater, is the one who's responsible, ultimately, for World War II.
Okay, sorry, John. I had to put you on hold there. You were breathing into the phone. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, you broke up a little bit. I didn't hear everything you said, but I understand enough to understand, I think. I just want to mention, are you excusing Hitler? If you were, and Hitler killed all the Jews that he killed, are you saying that this evil man was the fault of America and Woodrow Wilson, and it was not his own evilness that killed all the Jews and wanted to take over the world and might have been able to figure a way to do that even without the sanctions and that? Are
probably
you blaming
not.
America just for everything because it just fits in your category of hating, thinking that everybody else is good, or our enemies are always good. We're the ones that make them mad and make them evil. We made Hitler evil, is what you're saying?
No,
what
the state. The state is an organization of violence. That's what it does. It claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. Hitler claimed that monopoly privilege for himself, and he used it in a horrifying and terrible way. He's responsible for his action. I will point out that there is not a case of Hitler killing a Jew. Every one of the Jews, the 6 million that were killed, and quite possibly higher from the numbers that I've seen, were killed by people who are just doing their jobs.
Just following orders.
They are just following orders. So,
And they bear responsibility for those actions,
right.
too.
They bear responsibility for saying, yes, the laws of this state are important, and we will follow the laws because they are the laws. We will do what the government says because people in power are good. We believe in Mein Führer. We believe in the Fatherland. We believe in Lebensraum. And we will kill for it. And really, they're responsible for that. But sure, if you go back in an alternate history and you say, if this hadn't been done, then that wouldn't have occurred, then you can say, wow, if the United States didn't get involved in all these foreign confrontations where, it gets involved in Russia and then it turns communist, it gets involved in China, it turns communist, It's like there's a pattern here.
John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And if they hadn't turned away the Jews in the United States, then maybe none of them would have been put to death.
Imagine how great this country would be.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.